just a little bit. Mess around, drop one down the sound hole. I can remember far enough back when they didn't have those things. You go to a festival or a fiddler's convention to play, and everybody was in a different tuning. They might have been tuned together, a band or anything, but they'd all be in a different place. And you had to tune everybody you wanted to play with. Nowadays, everybody has one of those things, and it seems like everybody's always in tune and everything. Let's see. Really? No, man, I tell you, I'll have to invest in some glasses, I think. Learn how to write bigger, one or the other. I had a wonderful experience today. And besides getting to play for such wonderful people, it would certainly made it worth the trip up here too. But another thing, I got to hold like $5 million in my hands today in the form of four or five Stradivarius fiddles. Or violins, I guess, for that expenses you'd have to call them. But, 55 million bucks is that they're worth a praise for. And I wanted to, sometime in my lifetime hold one of those things in my hand. And that was a major thrill. I appreciate Matt for pulling strings and getting me into the Smithsonian to actually mess with those things a little bit. They were definitely something else. Old Stradivarius was a great worker. I've heard all sorts of tales about, the varnish he used and that sort of thing. But those things just feel like they're definitely a work of art, and they're just light as a feather and something. But he was a good whittler, I think, he didn't make instruments like I do. I don't think he knew something. I always, take good wood and a sharp whittling knife and cut off everything that don't look like a guitar. And that's what I used to do. But those things were just so beautiful and so light. And I can't play a fiddle a lick in the world, but I could pluck on them, and you could tell there was something, feel like they were alive or something. It was amazing. So thanks to Matt for giving me that opportunity. Another old fiddle tune. I wonder if this tune's ever been played on the Stradivarius. Little Billy in the low ground.
Well, there was a gentleman informed me a little earlier that after $1,500, it ain't no longer a fiddle. So, if Billy in the low ground has been played on the Strad, I guess it becomes a violin tune and not a fiddle tune anymore.
People argue about that down home all the time. Is it a fiddle or a violin? And I don't know. I have my own opinions. I think they're all violins unless they're in the hands of a fiddler.